All right, so today we are going deep on something I think we all deal with, and that's forgiveness versus reconciliation.
Right.
And we're going to use Paul Robinson's book, When We Get It Wrong, as our guide to kind of unpack this. Because they really are two very different things.
They are.
And I think a lot of people kind of use them interchangeably, right?
Absolutely.
Like, oh, I forgave them, so everything's cool.
Yeah, it's all good.
But that's not necessarily the case, is it?
Not at all, no.
So maybe we can start with just defining what each of those things mean.
Sure.
What, to you, is forgiveness?
Forgiveness is, well, it's kind of an internal process, right? So it's something that happens within us, and it's primarily for us.
Right.
It's not something we do for the other person.
Right.
It's something we do to free ourselves from the burden of all that anger and resentment we're carrying around.
It's almost like, you know, I'm picturing like a heavy backpack.
Oh, I like that.
Full of rocks.
Yeah.
And every time we think about the thing that made us angry, we add another rock and another rock and another rock.
Right.
Forgiveness is taking that backpack off and setting it down, not for the other person, but for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because carrying around that anger and resentment, all those rocks, it really weighs us down, doesn't it? Affects our mental health, our physical health.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
It really is.
So when we talk about forgiveness, we're not saying that what that person did was okay,
right,
or that we condone it or even forget about it.
No, not at all.
It's just about releasing that burden for ourselves.
It's about reclaiming our own peace of mind.
Right.
It's about acknowledging the hurt, but choosing to let go of the bitterness.
So it's not necessarily about the other person.
Right.
It's about how I relate
to
this thing that happened.
Yeah.
It's about me.
It is. It is. And, you know, sometimes we're not ready to have that conversation with the person who hurt us. Sometimes it's just not possible. Maybe they're not in our lives anymore.
Right.
But we can still choose to move on internally.
Yeah.
We can still choose to forgive for our own sake.
Okay. So that's forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
What about reconciliation then? How is that different?
Well, reconciliation is more about that external mending, right? It's about the relationship.
Got it.
It takes two people to reconcile.
Mm-hmm.
It's about rebuilding that bridge that's been broken.
So if forgiveness is setting the backpack down, reconciliation is like, okay, let's unpack this backpack together.
I love that analogy.
Let's see what's in here.
Yes.
Let's see what's broken, what needs to be repaired.
And, you know, just like repairing anything valuable, it takes time, it takes effort, it takes communication and honesty,
right
from both sides.
So it's not always possible to reconcile, is it?
No, it's not.
I mean, especially thinking about maybe cases of abuse or something, where it might not be safe or healthy to even try.
Absolutely. Sometimes the wisest and most compassionate act of forgiveness is creating healthy boundaries and choosing distance.
So even though we might forgive someone, that doesn't automatically mean we have to have them back in our lives.
Exactly. Those are two separate choices.
Two separate choices.
And then it's important to remember that Robinson talks about these different types of forgiveness, you know?
Oh, okay.
There's silent forgiveness where you just work through it all internally.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's conditional forgiveness
where
you might say, okay, I'll forgive you if you do this. And then there's direct forgiveness where you actually communicate your forgiveness to the person who hurt you.
Right, right.
So it's really up to you to decide what feels right for your situation.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like, we have a choice.
You do.
In how we forgive.
Absolutely.
And if we want to pursue reconciliation.
Exactly.
So it's not just this one size fits all.
It's kind of thing.
Not at all.
It's about what works for me and my healing. Exactly. And understanding the incredible benefits of forgiveness.
Okay, so let's talk about those benefits.
Right.
What does letting go of anger actually do for us?
Well, it's not magic, right? It doesn't erase the pain completely.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does change how we relate to it.
Okay.
And the research on this is fascinating, you know. Studies show that practicing forgiveness can reduce stress and anxiety.
Really?
Yeah, it can improve our cardiovascular health.
Wow.
Boost our immune system.
So it's not just about feeling better emotionally.
Right.
It's actually impacting our physical health too.
Absolutely.
That's wild.
And then, you know, beyond the physical benefits, think about the emotional freedom that comes from letting go of all that anger.
Yeah.
You free up so much mental and emotional space for positive experiences, for deeper connections, for a more fulfilling life.
I'm starting to think of forgiveness as less about, you know, letting someone off the hook and more about setting myself free.
That's a great way to put it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about me choosing to heal and move forward.
Absolutely.
Rather than staying stuck in that pain of the past.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm sold on the benefits.
Okay.
But how do we actually do this?
Right.
Like, how do I actually forgive someone?
Well, it's not always easy, is it?
No.
And it's not a one-time event.
Right.
It's a process. It's a journey.
Okay.
It's something we practice.
So I can't just flip a switch and suddenly feel all warm and fuzzy about this person who hurt me.
It takes time.
Okay.
It takes effort.
Yeah.
Robinson talks about acknowledging the hurt, processing the emotions, and gradually shifting our perspective.
Okay. So give us the good stuff.
Yeah.
What are the practical tips?
Okay.
The, like, forgiveness hacks.
Well, one powerful tool is journaling.
Oh, okay.
Writing down your thoughts and feelings about the situation can really help you process those emotions and get some clarity on what's holding you back.
Journaling is like that safe space to just kind of vent, to process, to make sense of it all.
Exactly. And without judgment, right? Just let it all out.
What else?
Another powerful tool is mindfulness.
Okay.
And this isn't about emptying your mind.
Right.
It's about becoming aware of your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them.
So if I'm replaying the hurtful event over and over, mindfulness helps me kind of hit the pause button and just observe those thoughts without judgment.
Without judgment and with practice, you can start to create a space between the thought and your reaction, which gives you more choice in how you respond.
So I want to ask our listeners something.
Yep.
Think about a time when you've held on to resentment, maybe for days, weeks, even years.
Yeah.
How did that feel in your body, in your mind, in your relationships?
Right. Yeah.
And imagine just for a moment what it would be like to let go of that weight.
Yeah.
What would freedom feel like for you?
That's a great question to reflect on, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is the cost of holding on to that anger?
Mm-hmm.
And what would it feel like to let it go?
Yeah.
What would it feel like to be free?
Yeah, it's about choosing to heal and reclaim our own power.
It is.
You know, it's interesting because it's not about condoning what happened.
No.
It's not about saying it was okay. It's about saying, I'm choosing to heal from this.
Exactly.
And to move forward.
Yeah.
And that's powerful.
It is. It's important to remember that forgiveness, you know, it's not always a straight line to feeling better.
It's not just like, oh, I decided to forgive, so now everything's great.
Exactly. It's more like a winding path with lots of ups and downs.
Like those mountain trails, you know?
Yeah.
Where you think you're getting close to the top and then there's another switchback.
Exactly.
And it starts raining.
And the weather changes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a journey.
So what about those times when, you know, we think we're doing okay and then suddenly that anger or that hurt resurfaces?
Yeah.
What do we do then?
Okay. Robinson talks about focused breathing. When you feel those emotions rising, just take a few deep breaths.
Right.
Focus on the sensation of your breath coming in and out.
Okay.
It's a way to ground yourself in the present moment.
It's like hitting the reset button.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It calms the nervous system.
What about when we're struggling with guilt?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like maybe we're blaming ourselves for what happened.
Right.
How do we forgive ourselves?
That's a really important part of this whole process, isn't it?
It is.
Because sometimes, you know, we're harder on ourselves than anyone else. Remember that backpack analogy?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're the ones putting the heaviest rocks in there. So forgiving ourselves, it's about recognizing that we're human, that we make mistakes.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And those mistakes don't define us.
Right. They don't define our worth.
So it's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and compassion that we would offer a friend.
So if I'm beating myself up.
Yeah.
About something that happened, I can ask myself, what would I say to a friend through this?
Right, because we're usually much more forgiving of others
than
we are of ourselves.
That's true.
So it's about shifting that perspective from self-criticism to self-compassion.
It's a good reminder.
Yeah.
You know, forgiveness, it's not a punishment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something we have to do.
Right.
It's something we get to do.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
It's a gift we give ourselves.
We choose freedom.
Yes.
Over staying trapped in that pain.
Absolutely.
So we're working on forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting lighter, more free.
Yeah.
But what about reconciliation?
Right.
How do we know if that's even possible?
That's a good question.
or healthy.
Yeah, we need to ask ourselves some tough questions.
Okay.
Is the other person willing to acknowledge their part in this?
Mm-hmm.
Are they truly remorseful?
Okay.
Are they willing to take steps to repair the damage?
So it's not just about saying, I'm sorry.
No.
And expecting everything to go back to normal.
Exactly. It takes more than that.
Okay.
It takes genuine effort from both sides.
So what about those situations where reconciliation isn't safe?
Right.
Or it's just not possible.
Yeah.
Like maybe the other person isn't in our lives anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're just unwilling to take responsibility.
Yeah. That happens.
What do we do then?
Well, in those cases,
we
really have to focus on our own healing.
Okay.
Forgiveness in those situations.
Mm-hmm.
It's about letting go of that resentment for ourselves. It's not about condoning their actions.
Right.
It's about choosing peace and freedom,
even
when reconciliation isn't possible.
So even if the other person
never
acknowledges what they did,
mm-hmm.
I can still choose to forgive.
You absolutely can.
And to heal.
Yes, and that's powerful.
It is.
It's taking back your power.
Okay, I think we've covered a lot of ground here.
Oh, we have.
You know, talking about the complexities of forgiveness and reconciliation.
Absolutely.
But I have a feeling there's more to uncover.
There always is.
What are some of the common, like, pitfalls that people might encounter on this journey?
Right.
And how can they navigate those challenges?
Okay, let's talk about that.
Okay, so we've talked about the what and why of forgiveness, but let's get real.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is hard.
It is.
Like, really hard.
Especially when we've been deeply hurt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what are some of the, like, the common roadblocks that people hit on this journey?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the biggest ones is this idea that we can't forgive someone unless they apologize.
Right.
Like, we're waiting for that apology before we can even start the process.
It feels like we deserve an apology.
Right. And sometimes we do.
Yeah.
But sometimes that apology never comes.
Right.
And does that mean we have to hold on to that anger and resentment forever?
Right. It's like I'm withholding forgiveness until I get what I deserve.
Exactly.
But then I'm the one who's stuck.
Right. You're the one carrying that burden.
Ugh. Yeah.
And remember, forgiveness is for you.
Right. It's for me.
It's about your freedom.
Okay.
It's not about controlling the other person.
So even if they never apologize, I can still choose to forgive.
Absolutely.
Okay,
another common one is this idea that forgiving means forgetting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if we truly forgive,
the
pain should just disappear completely.
Oof.
Yeah, but that's not realistic, is it?
No.
I mean, some wounds.
Yeah.
They leave scars.
Right. Even after they've healed.
Exactly.
Okay.
So forgiveness isn't about erasing the past.
Gotcha.
It's about changing how we relate to it.
Okay.
It's about acknowledging that the pain happened.
Yeah.
But it doesn't control us anymore.
So it's like the hurt happened, but I'm choosing to move forward.
Yes. You're choosing to heal.
And we also talked about how forgiveness doesn't automatically mean reconciliation.
Right. Those are two separate things.
And sometimes it's just not safe or healthy
to
reconcile with someone.
Sometimes the most loving thing we can do for ourselves is to create distance.
So we're slaying these forgiveness dragons.
We are.
We're putting in the work.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we stay motivated?
Well, first of all, remember to be patient with yourself.
Okay.
This is a process.
It's a journey.
It takes time.
Not a destination.
Not a destination.
Exactly.
There will be good days and bad days.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep practicing.
Celebrate those small victories.
Yes. And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Right. Like, talk to a therapist.
Yeah. A therapist, a friend, a support group.
It's like having a hiking buddy.
I like that.
You know, to help you up those steep parts of the trail.
Yeah. To keep you company along the way.
And remind you why you're doing this.
Exactly. And at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is a gift.
It is.
It's a gift you give yourself.
Freedom, bread.
Freedom, peace, joy.
Well, I think that about covers it for our deep dive.
I think so.
Into forgiveness versus reconciliation.
Yeah, it's been a great conversation.
If you want to learn more,
definitely
check out Paul Robinson's book.
Yes, When We Get It Wrong.
It's such a great resource.
It is.
All right, thanks for joining us on this journey.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone.
Remember, forgiveness is a choice.
It is.
And it's a choice that can change your life.
Absolutely.